This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Mark, Sharit Abdullah and Wong Shaning. Now, in the meantime, though, taking a look at some stories on the international front, Argentina's historic market collapse has sparked fears that South America's second largest country is on track for yet another default.
So a stunning result in the primary polls over the weekend set off shockwave in financial markets, with the country's stock market tumbling 48% in dollar terms and the peso falling 15% on Monday. So that marked the second biggest one-day slump anywhere since 1950, according to Reuters.
Yeah, the worst apparently was Sri Lanka. They had the worst ever stock market correction. But anyway, in Argentina, President Mauricio Macri suffered a shocking defeat. He lost to populist rival Alberto Fernandez, which won 47% of the vote, while Macri himself only had 32%. Now, aside throwing the markets into turmoil, the outcome of the primary diminishes Macri's chances of a re-election.
So given Argentina's poor economic track record, there is enormous concern over how this political situation could negatively impact the current economy, which is already going through the big R, as Shaning likes to say, through a recession. So just this week, Mauricio Macri announced a series of relief measures in a bid to quell this populist revolt. He announced income tax cuts and increases in welfare subsidies, as well as petrol prices to be frozen for 90 days. Now, in order to help us break down this issue at hand this morning, we have on the line with us Abhijit Surya, an analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit, or the EIU. Thank you for joining us, Abhijit. So how did Mauricio Macri find himself in this situation? I mean, which economic policies under the Macri administration were controversial with the Argentine population?
To begin with, Macri's inheritance from his predecessor, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, was cumbersome, to say the least. I mean, her track record with macroeconomic management wasn't the best. Macri had a huge task before him to address the various imbalances in the economy, right? He tried to cut public spending, he removed currency controls, promoted FDI, but the thing is, there is a cost to all these adjustment measures, because when you cut public spending, obviously, it means that some people are going to get less money, and there are natural consequences to these actions, and some of them obviously proved to be very painful for Argentina. And another issue with Macri's so-called gradualist approach to, say, reducing the fiscal deficit, for instance, is that it meant the government had to continually borrow from abroad. So if there was volatility in global financial markets, Argentina was the first to be hit, right? We saw that in 2018, Argentina went into a currency crisis essentially because of volatility in global financial markets. And not only was Macri faced with a currency crisis last year, Argentina also suffered the worst drought in about 50 years. And those two factors together put Argentina in recession, and Argentina has just been struggling to recover from that. These various factors, what happened was that the Argentine economy by the end of Macri's term will actually be smaller than he came to office.
And the market is currently pricing an Argentinian bond default. In your view, how likely is that?
The issue here is that, I mean, the actual probability of default may not be as high as markets are pricing in right now, because they are assuming the worst-case scenario. Basically, the primary election results, which in Argentina effectively act as a kind of dress rehearsal for the general election, they seem to indicate that Macri's opponent, Alberto Fernandez, would win, right? And Alberto Fernandez's running mate is Macri's predecessor, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. So her policies were extremely heterodox. She had imposed currency controls. She had imposed price controls, which deterred private investment. She nationalized, for instance, the private pension fund. She renationalized the YPF, which is the major oil company in Argentina. So a lot of her problems are generally perceived as problematic by the private sector and markets, rather assuming that under Alberto Fernandez that we will see a return to those policies. And so they feel, the markets generally view that as bad for the economy. And it doesn't help the fact that Argentina has a huge public debt burden, right? And sadly for Argentina, it has a long history of sovereign default. The country has defaulted on its debt 8 times in all of history. And the most recent one was a selective default in 2014 under the administration of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who would be the presumable incoming vice president.
And with Argentinian peso depreciating significantly in the moment, Abhijit, what policy options does the central bank have?
The central bank, if it needs to stabilize the peso, it has basically a few options. One is it can intervene in currency markets. It can sell its U.S. dollar foreign reserves and try to increase the supply of dollars so that the price of the peso relative to the dollar stabilizes. And it did do some amount of intervention, and obviously the impact of that was very limited. And one way the central bank can stabilize the currency is to raise interest rates, and it did that. So interest rates in Argentina were already the highest in the world. The benchmark policy rate of the central bank rose by another 10 percentage points on Monday from about 65% to 75%. So the ability of the central bank to reduce interest rates at this point to boost the economy is very limited.
Thank you so much, Abhijit. And that was Abhijit Surya, an analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit, or the EIU. And Mauricio Macri's chances aren't looking very good at this point in order for him to win the actual presidential election. There are some political consultancies that now put his chances at less than 10% of winning the elections, especially following the failure in the primaries.
Yeah, so I mean, the primaries is basically the result that is going to be expected on the actual election. And if, you know, we're looking
barring
at
some miracle swing
that's
towards
Macri's
camp, right?
And at 5% or 6%, then there could still be a chance for a swing. But looking at the current ratings, is about 15 points is where his opposition is leading. And so this is tough. And also now, again, Argentina in a tough position. Promises are coming out, isn't it? And that's when, you know, for an example, relief. And as it is, whether, you know, with their IMF that's coming in to the rescue, whether or not they can afford to do so.
Yeah, they're really in a rock and a hard place. I didn't realize that they had the highest interest rates in the world. Mm. And even with the highest, they can't cut. And you know, with very high interest rates, right, you're basically just kind of suffocating the economy because nobody can borrow to expand or to build houses or anything. The other worry about this Argentina is that it's an emerging market. Mm. So will there be a contagion effect for the rest of emerging markets, which it also includes us? Because now traders are going to see, which economy is going to be vulnerable and maybe short the currencies or short the markets and take advantage of this situation. So it's just going to be more volatility for the rest of the world.
Indeed. And it's going to be a story that we're going to be watching very closely. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.